We're listening to him in the background. Nathan Williams. Good morning, Mr. Nathan.
Good morning this morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's a big Thursday. We're making our way to the weekend and a lot of great activities coming up. And we'd like to have you tell us what your itinerary is for this weekend. And are you working hard this weekend or hardly working?
I'm working hard this weekend.
All right. Tonight.
Tonight I'll be in the audience at Rock and Roll with Chevy Carey and Gino Delafonso.
Cool. Sorry, Ben.
Friday I'll be at the Jazz Festival on the Fader Door stage at 6 o'clock. Saturday I'll be at the Crawfish Festival at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1:30 to 3 o'clock.
So, well, yeah, you're hopping.
Yeah, we're hopping.
So what time you got to leave for New Orleans today?
About, I guess, 3, 4 o'clock, something like that.
Okay, and then, so it's Rock and Bowl.
It's
later
rock
tonight.
Right. Rock and Roll tonight, and that's my old holding town.
And yep.
Penny's from, and we got Penny on the line here. Penny's from New
well,
Orleans.
How you doing, Miss Penny?
Hey, Nathan, how are you doing?
Yeah.
It's good to hear from you. Yeah.
Thank
I know you,
so
you wanted to come to our CD signing, so I'm going to try and make it out to see you out at the Brobridge Crawfish Festival.
Okay, do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
that lineup is amazing for that particular day on that particular stage. Yourself, Wayne Toops, Keith Frank, Nickel Beer, and Gino.
Yeah.
You could go spend 10 hours out there and never leave, and it's great music, one right after the other.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, and then Friday you go to the Jazz Fest. Tonight is Rock and Roll. Friday is the Jazz Fest. Saturday is the Burbridge Crawfish Festival. So what does Sunday hold?
Sunday, I'm off Sunday.
Ah, okay.
I'm going to take a chill pill.
There you go.
Well, it's certainly going to be well-deserved, especially out you're playing during the day for the Crawfish Festival.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah. So tell us about your new wine, Nathan.
Oh, your wine, Zydeco Wine, Nathan Williams Zydeco Wine. You can get it at LandryVineyards.com, or you can get it in your local stores. If you don't have it in the local stores, you ask your store owners to order it, and they'll get it for you.
Well,
you
know,
get it through Republic.
Some of those local stores are some of my clients here for the station. I'd love to bring it to them and say, do you guys want to start selling this stuff? I think it would really sell because here in New Iberia, we love Zydeco.
Okay. But that's all you got to do is tell, because the distributor is Republic, so Republic do all Louisiana distributing, so that's where they can get it at.
All right.
Go on and get audit from Republic.
Well, how are the sales going? Is it well received?
It's well received. It's starting to get, received. It's kind of hard to keep. They're trying to promote it to make it, more popular, but it's coming along.
Okay. And I imagine every time you play, that it's there for the people to either know about or see a bottle or even buy a bottle or?
No, you can't. The only festival that they had in it was Festival La Cartier.
Festival La Cartier?
Yeah, they had it last year. It's kind of hard to get into the festivals now. But I could tell them about it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so they can go find it, yeah.
So they can go find it, yeah.
I know it's a red wine. Is it a Cabernet?
No, it's not a red wine. It's a white wine.
Oh, it's a white wine.
It's a Blanche du Bois.
A Blanche du Bois. Even better. That's my preference. But especially in Louisiana heat, you don't want to drink wine.
Like at home, we can get it at Bros Country Mart. I mean, Bros Mart on Ball Street. You can get it at Sid One Stop. They've got it, and a few other stores. I think Noonan might have it.
Well, I'm going to get your manager to email me that list, and I can Lee and I can both promote that on our shows about where you can go find it and getting people to try it, check it out.
It's good too. I mean, it's good for your body, good for your soul.
Well, I tell you what, you get your bottle of Zydeco wine, and you put on your Nathan Williams and the Zydeco Cha-Cha CD.
You can't go wrong.
You
can't go wrong. You put that on the Saturday morning, and if you don't get up, shake a leg, call the Undertaker. You did.
Your music is phenomenal, and, of course, you're one of the greats. And I was doing a little research on you. And you started the band over 30 years ago, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and let's see what else they had to say. You're from St. Martinville.
I'm originally from St. Martinville, but I've been more in Lafayette than in St. Martinville when I came to.
Okay.
St. Martinville, I was in Lafayette. I was 13 years old. I came with my brother. I lived with my brother, Sid. Sid once stopped at El Cidro's Idaho Blues Club.
Okay, yeah. And where are you currently living? What city?
I'm living in Lafayette.
You're living in Lafayette, yeah.
I've been in Lafayette since then.
Okay. And it's centrally located because you play all over the South, correct?
We play all over the country.
Ah, okay. And
I'm like a stop sign. You might see me anywhere. Or look at my schedule. ZydecoChaChas.com.
What's the next place that you're playing that you leave South Louisiana?
Well, I played it. I go to South Carolina. They got a concert series, and just go on my schedule. I go to my
What's your website?
ZydecoChaChas.com.
ZydecoChaChas.com. So we can find out your current schedule for the next year. Okay, and you know, I noticed some of those artists, they don't exactly keep up with them, and then people call me and they say, you know, I looked up their website, but it wasn't up to date. So it's, I think it, believe it or not, it's important to keep that up because people they want to follow you and they want to see where you're going to be.
They want to see where you're going to be. They got people call me, email, text me last night. Oh, we from California. We want to see you tonight at the Rock and Roll. We're going to see you tonight. You know, they always texting me up or coming up on my website. Well, not the website, text, emailing me, stuff like that, and find my number and say, look, we're going to see you here tonight.
Right. Absolutely. My friends in New Orleans go, hey, we saw this great band, Nathan Williams and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. You ever heard of them? I said, are you kidding? Mm-hmm. You know, that's our, you know, we live off of that. And we, yeah, we've got it in spades over here. We're so lucky to be in this region with the amount of music and the talent that
that's
we have.
Right.
Yeah. I see that. It says you sought out the music of Zydeco originators such as Clifton Chenier. And we on many of the websites, they list him as the king of Zydeco. But so he was a big influence to you?
Yeah, Clifton Chenier was a big influence. And Buckwheat was a big influence. Buckwheat really helped me with my career.
Uh-huh.
Buckwheat Zydeco.
Yeah.
He really helped me, you know, introduced me to the music. And I was his band was the first band I ever sat on stage with. Play music, to play a song with. So, yeah.
And then, how long ago was that, Nathan?
30 years ago.
30 years ago with Buckwheat Zydeco.
My brother, Sid, we started off at a grocery store. I worked with my brother and Sid at the grocery store. And so Sid was my manager at the time and started me off. He was a good friend with Buckwheat and started booking me and stuff like that. Then he opened up a club, El Cidro's.
El Cidro's, that's what I was reading, yeah. And that's your brother. I had no idea that was your brother.
Yeah, that's my brother. That's how I started off playing at El Cidro's, Zydeco and Blues Club, and he was my manager. And my brother that played guitar with me, Dennis, he's an artist too. He's been playing with me over 30 years. He's been a good aspect to the band. He's been spiritual advisor, everything, and with the music and stuff like that. So,
well, and on this write-up, this one particular write-up, Dennis Paul Williams, Nathan's brother, brings his jazz-influenced guitar chops to the band. He's a well-known painter whose work has been shown throughout the country and recently published a collection of his work. So there's a lot of talent in your family.
Yeah, he got two books out.
Uh-huh. And it says, Sid El Cidro Williams is a Lafayette legend unto himself, and Zydeco would never have survived into the new millennium without him.
That's right.
And they have a Zydeco festival, I know, in Opelousas, but the one that's at El Cidro's in Lafayette.
That's a Thanksgiving food drive.
The Thanksgiving food drive. But I was told by somebody in the know that that was the definitive Zydeco festival, the one that they hold at El Cidro's. Is that what you...
No, it wasn't a Zydeco festival. It was a Zydeco food drive.
Zydeco food drive.
We still give it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But you see, Zydeco extravaganza with Donald Cravens and stuff like that, the filming.
Uh-huh.
started off at El Cidro's.
Okay, so that must have been what it was. The one that everybody, if you're Donald in the know David. Of Zydeco, that's the one you want to go to. The Zydeco Extravaganza. And
well,
that's
how Zydeco Extravaganza, he started filming it at El Cidro's with Donald Craven and his brother, Charles.
Uh-huh.
They had a show, you know, for that.
Yeah. So,
and they started giving a festival, and it's still going on now, you know.
And that's the one that's held in Opelousas, the festival?
No, it started off at the Coliseum, Black Coliseum, not back at the Black Coliseum.
Wow.
Now, the one you're talking about in Opelousas is the Southwest Louisiana Zydeco Festival.
Okay.
That's it plays on.
Yeah.
But now they move it to the Gambling in Opelousas.
In Opelousas, okay.
Yes, so, ma'am.
And you play Mr. that. Obviously, you play that
yes,
festival.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We play that a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
We played it this year with Miss Lena Charles' Labor Day weekend, September 1st.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to make a point of being there. I've never been. I've often heard about it. I also want to say that it talks about your unique take on this regional South Louisiana music to all corners of the globe, including Lincoln Center in New York. I've been to Lincoln Center. That's amazing. To the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville.
Yes, ma'am.
So that is amazing. So you played both of those.
I played both of those. Apollo Theater, too, and all that stuff. Apollo Theater.
Now, when you played, was it just your band, you and the Cha-Cha's?
Just my band. Yeah, just my band.
Wow.
And the World Trade Center. I could keep going on and on. Sears Tower. I mean, we do all kinds of stuff overseas. We was the first Zydeco band to go overseas to play at, in Poland. We played all over France, and all over Spain. And,
they love you in Europe, don't they?
Denmark.
Yeah.
Ireland, everywhere, Switzerland. I told you I'm like a stop sign. You might see me anywhere.
Yeah, well, I didn't even think to look you up the last time that, you know, I was over in France, and my bad. But
we played Paris and all over everywhere.
Donna Angel played Paris, and she told me it was the best crowd she ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Belgium everywhere.
They just love Zydeco over in Europe, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says also you were inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame in 2005. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, it was an honor to be inducted into the Louisiana Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. And that was what we're pushing almost 15 years ago, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And then we got honored in last year, you know, like on the Lafayette Travel Center.
Yeah.
They put artists on the lecture box.
Yeah.
So I got my picture. My brother did the drawing of me and my brother El Cidro's Club right by on the throughway where you could Lafayette honors the musician. We were the only two musicians that they honored.
That is amazing.
They just did that the other day.
So it's up now? We can see it now when we go through
it?
All right. I'm definitely look for that.
When you go through Lafayette, you pass the Lafayette Tourist Commissioner.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's right by the light.
Okay. I know exactly where that's at. Yeah.
You're going to see the box with my picture on it. And the other side is Dead Club with the box with the picture on it, too.
Absolutely. We definitely can check that out. Everybody who's listening and you're on the thruway, coming from the 49 where it turns into the thruway.
Yeah, well, you see, they got a Super One right across there by that light.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right by the red light.
I don't get out there often, but when I do, the next time I do, I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, and I could send you
the pinpoint for it?
No, they got the TV can and all that stuff. They filmed it.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Bob could send you that. Or I could send you that. We could put it on your internet and let them see
it. Yeah, we got a web page.
Yeah, we can put it
on there.
Yeah, that would be great, Nathan. And I see the Zydeco Music Association Lifetime Achievement Award last year.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that like?
Good.
I can't imagine this. You know, you're still out there playing, so you receive your Lifetime Achievement Award long before, you know, you're right at the pinnacle of the height of your popularity and how much you travel and see and people see you.
Yeah. And I'm just 55 years old and still traveling. And God is good. I just started young, you know. Like my son playing music now too. He's been doing it about 12 or 13 years, little Nate. I mean.
Yeah, and you know, we love little Nate too. And he comes out and he does the Bunk Johnson Festival every year. So and so we see him pretty often. And he, of course, has great music. It is amazing how many dads are influencing their sons. We know there's Keith Frank, Gino, your son, Little Nate, and the Zydeco Big Timers. Is there any that I'm missing? Or C.J. Chenier, of course, Clifton Chenier, his dad. So all of these great Zydeco people, it seems sons they raise get into it.
The Dopey guys. David Dopsey,
okay. Oh yeah, Rockin' Doopsy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His dad, and then of course
Reginald Buckwheat's son.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can find.
So it's a hand-me-down thing, which is good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God, you know.
You're not only keeping the South Louisiana music going; you're keeping Zydeco going. And we need to do that for South Louisiana, as we have to turn to tourism more and more. And part of that draw is when people come down and they hear Zydeco for the first time, they never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it back with them and they say, you've got to go check out this music. It's fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, time. Thank
hey,
you.
I just wanted to point out one more thing for you, Nathan. It says the Cha-Chas have been voted the top festival band in the country and have won the coveted Big Easy Award for Best Zydeco Band for several years running.
Yes, ma'am. We've done won that a bunch of times, and that's the truth. It's no joke. I mean, we go to my website. I mean,
okay, we definitely will check that out. And we're going to... Yeah, we're going to get some of that wine so that we can check that out as well as your music. But we have your music, and we play your music, and we want to thank you for all that you do for Zydeco.
Thank you so much. And we see you at the Bourbon Sparks Festival.
Absolutely. I'll see you out there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. See you next time.
All right.
Bye.
All right.